I want to speak to Steve Aiken, who's the Brexit spokesperson for the Ulster Unionist Party. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Frank. Not so sure it's a good one, but morning anyhow.
Yeah, it's certainly a strange one. There are worries and there are concerns at this present moment in time. But you would have been fully in favour of Theresa May getting a good hiding yesterday in Parliament.
Frank, I don't think anybody's in favour of seeing the Prime Minister of our country getting a good hiding. We'd wished all along that we would have actually had a proper deal that could have been put to Parliament, because we as a party are very clear. We do not want a no deal. Nobody wants a no deal. But what we do need is a deal that actually works for everybody. And it was abundantly clear to everybody that the backstop wasn't going to deliver. And in fact, the backstop is part of the problem. And one of the things that we as a party have been very clear about is we want an extension to Article 50 so we can actually get back into negotiations with the EU so we can come up with something that actually works, because the time is running down for everybody in Northern Ireland and for everybody in the United Kingdom and indeed everybody across these islands. We can't be in a position where there is a no deal. It doesn't do anybody any good. So we need to get to a position where we can get an agreement. And the backstop is increasingly part of the problem, and that is something that needs to be amended or got rid of, but we need to be in a position where we can have a proper withdrawal deal that makes it possible for us to get it through Parliament, but works for everybody on these islands.
Jamie DeLargy, who's very well briefed in terms of the economy and has his eye open to politics, who is by his admission someone who would have preferred to have remained in the European Union, but who would be an advocate of no second vote because democracy says that we're leaving the European Union. That's where Jamie's coming from on this. He said this morning on the programme that the suggestion of getting the backstop diluted or removed, it's like a child believing in Santa. If the DUP, he was referring to the DUP, but if the DUP or the UUP believe that the backstop is going to be diluted or removed by the European Union and their side, it's like a child believing in Santa.
Frank, for many people, including people like myself who have worked in the EU and worked in Europe, we know that when it comes down to it, pragmatism will cut through. It is in absolutely nobody's interest. It's not in Britain's interest. It's not in Europe's interest, bearing in mind everything else that's going on in the world at the moment, to be able to be in a position where it's going to force Britain out into a no-deal situation. Many people in Europe behind the scenes are recognising that the backstop has been a problem, and there are elements of the backstop that can be, indeed will be, engineered out of the way so we get into a position where we can actually get a deal going forward. That is the situation. And remember, we've got Jim Nicholson, who's the hardest working and the most connected of all our MEPs in Brussels. And he's in Strasbourg today making that point very clear. And the message we're getting back all across the board is that Europe wants to get a deal. They do not want a no-deal situation either, because it doesn't work for them. And if the sticking point is the backstop, which it is, that's something that needs to be looked at and needs to be looked at very carefully.
So what's your cure? What's your cure for the backstop? If we're not going to have it, what's the alternative that people will accept?
Frank, I think we're heading towards, who knows what's going to happen over the next 3 to 4 days. And we don't know what the Prime Minister is going to do with her soundings of the other parties. It doesn't seem to be as if she's going to talk to the other leaders or wherever it's going to as well. But there is every indication that we need to be moving to something that probably looks more like some form of customs union. And if there is some form of customs union going forward, that customs union itself will remove a lot of the requirements within what we now see as the backstop. And actually, that could form the basis for a withdrawal agreement. But actually, right now, I don't really know where we're going to. But what we're calling for very clearly as a party is that we need to get an extension to Article 50 so that we can actually sit down and get a programme and an actual withdrawal agreement that works for everybody.
How worried, how concerned should we as citizens of the United Kingdom and Ireland be?
I spent most of yesterday talking to quite a few businesses and some of the issues that they have at the moment. And the real questions they were having were not actually around sort of the withdrawal agreement or what was going to happen with the backstop or whatever it happens to be. But it was actually a very real serious issue, particularly to do with getting skilled workers to come here and stay in Northern Ireland. It's the fact that we were looking at sort of some kind of migration policy that would be anti-competitive to Northern Ireland, anti-competitive to Scotland, anti-competitive to Wales. Those are the kind of problems that we need to have, and that's the kind of thing we need to get sorted going forward. And there are genuine concerns. I mean, I'll be in Dublin next week talking to people from the business community, and bearing in mind I used to be in as chief exec of the British Irish Chamber of Commerce. A lot of Irish companies are really concerned about the problems they're going to have, particularly selling into Britain, which is obviously their biggest market, and where that's going to as well. There are issues, which is why we need to get back to a pragmatic solution that makes sure that we've got a withdrawal agreement that works for all of us. But actually, we need to take ourselves away from the absolute position of the backstop. Because no matter what happens, the backstop stays the way it is. There is no way Parliament's ever going to agree with it. And that's what the situation we're in.
One final question to you, Steve. What do you make of Arlene Foster yesterday saying that we never had a hard border here?
I can't speak for Arlene Foster, and I definitely wouldn't speak for the DUP. And you know, the use of some of the language she uses sometimes, you just have to ask yourself, where is she actually coming from? I mean, to me, I mean, the whole issue, the main issue about the hard border, looking at all the security issues was there, it was down due to Republican terrorism. And Republican terrorism created the fact that we really needed to have that hard border and that hard security issue as well. And that was a fundamental fact of life in Northern Ireland, and we never want to see that coming back again, which again is why we need to come back to the point where we need to have a comprehensive withdrawal agreement that works for all of us. And the backstop isn't part of that, because that's part of the problem, not part of the solution.
Yeah, but just very briefly, do you not accept that away from the military checkpoints, we had long queues of lorries on the border in the 70s and 80s?
Yes, we did. Of course we did. I mean, sort of going... It was an international border. It's been an international border since the sort of the 1920s. Yeah, and it has always been a hard border. I don't disagree with that. I mean, I disagree with I disagree with most things that Arlene Foster says. I definitely disagree with her use of language.
Okay, Steve Aiken, thank you very much indeed, Brexit spokesman for the Ulster Unionist Party. Good morning to you. It's cold this morning. This is the U105 phone-in. Frank Mitchell here to the middle of the day.